This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel battled Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza on Monday, including in far southern Rafah, despite U.S. warnings against a full-scale invasion of the crowded city and of the threat from post-war anarchy and insurgency. Clashes also raged in northern and central Gaza as Israel marked a somber Memorial Day followed by Independence Day from Monday night, more than 7 months into the war sparked by Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want to escalate their conflict given the tremendous cost to both countries. Dale Gavlak reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks heading for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road in the latest in a series of incidents that have come as Israel has pledged to allow uninterrupted humanitarian supplies into the besieged enclave. Four protesters, including a minor, were arrested at the protest. This